99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Free therapy. Send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show. Try to work it out for you. Wants to remain anonymous. We'll try not to screw it up.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
Hey, so thank you for allowing us to get in touch with you about the message you sent us. Can you walk us through what you wrote us?
Okay, so I just really need your guys' take on this. So obviously my husband is currently working from home.
Right.
And so I've was overhearing him speak to his coworkers, and he uses a lot of like locker room language, and this is a side of him I've never known about him, and if I'm being honest, it's really like turning me off.
Really?
Big time.
So
yeah.
So like locker room talk. Now I've been in my fair share of locker rooms, thank you very much. I guess I'm assuming that you're talking about kind of crude, blue,
maybe
language.
Foul language, yeah.
All of the above.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but is he doing it in a joking way?
Yeah, I mean, it is joking, but still, I mean, it's constant. I mean, I thought, you know, assume that once in a while it's okay, but it's like all the time.
Oh.
Like, is he being a jerk?
Kind of. To me, yeah. I'm taking it as like, wow, he's being an ass right now.
Dang, yeah. No, I get it. That it's surprising. So he's kind of always been one way with you, and now he's been like this other way that you weren't aware of with his coworkers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you tried like bringing that up?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm like talking to you guys about it.
Yeah, it is an awkward conversation to start, I guess. Like, hey, hon, why are you such a jerk to your coworkers?
Yeah, easy, Kelly.
Sorry. No one's using another word.
Right, right. That is weird. I've seen, like, several people posting about seeing different sides of their spouse, quote, at work.
Yeah.
And yeah, it can certainly bring to light. But, yeah, I don't.
See, my husband works in the basement, so I've always been able to, like, see him. I know all of his colors. And so that's fine because all that. So, wow. I don't know. I hate confrontation. Like, I don't like confrontation.
A lot of people are texting 502-571-9970. So if you want to kind of, you know, hang out, you can hear what people are suggesting you do. But, you know, if you can figure, I know you said that it's kind of turning you off and you're not feeling it, but. Like,
try to remember the good qualities that you love about him.
Yeah.
So that you could try to still look at him with a fair lens.
I'm doing my best, but being in such close proximities, like so much, it's wearing thin.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for allowing us to call you, and hopefully things get better and we can all get back to work, and then, you know, he can do that at work and not at home.
Exactly.
Or just be nicer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, or that too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and if you want to text 502-571-9970 for free therapy, that's cool. I got to be honest, when I was telling her that a lot of people were texting in, it wasn't necessarily about her issue.
It's all still about the quarantine names.
It's like people are still like, honey bunny.
Yeah. Free therapy. Who cares? Let's get back to the band names.
Yeah, Milkshake Commander.
The quarantine names are more funny. Yeah.
Free therapy. She is discovering a side of her husband that he uses locker room talk on his Zoom calls with his buddies at work. And she thinks that he's a jerk.
And that's unattractive.
And she's like, I never knew this side of him. What do I do? Do I bring it up to him? How do I approach that? And so,
well, Shannon was just like, not cool. Just talk to him. That, yes, but we were asking, like, how do you approach that? Like, what words do you use when you start that conversation? Because coming out guns blazing, like, hey, you're a jerk to your coworkers, is, I think that's going to put him on the defensive.
I think so too.
So, how do we word that?
Bill tweets, seriously, she just needs to understand that in all likelihood, that language he's using is the norm at his workplace, and he's just fitting in with the group. He apparently doesn't use it around her since she does not like it. So, let him be him.
Okay.
He's kind of going the let boys be, boys will be boys type
boys
of
method. Boys will be boys.
I think what she needs to do is when she gets out of the shower, she needs to walk over to him while he's chatting with his boys and snap him with a towel, kind of like what they would do in the locker room.
So, like, match his behavior? Maybe show him what he's doing?
Not with words, but more with actions.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, if we're...
I'm sure he's going to know exactly what she's communicating.
Hey, Jeff, since we're in a locker room, whip him with a towel.
All right. Okay. That'll send a message.
Right?
And he'll be like, what the heck?
And then when he does that, snap him again.
Again. All right. Gotcha.
Locker room!
All right.
Locker room!
Clean it up!
All right. Or just walk over to him and pee on him.
What the heck? What I...
Am I exposing too many locker room secrets?
Yes. I feel like what the world went on in your locker rooms?
I'm just saying, in the showers at a locker room, it's
did you pee on anyone? Did you get peed on? Oh, yeah. This is gross. Oh, I don't want to go down this road.
Let's get out of the locker room.
I want to get out of the locker room.
But I'm just saying, the locker room, I've been in several locker rooms over my sporting career.
Yeah, now I'm looking at you weird.
Sometimes
there's some things you should not say.
Sometimes things happen in a locker room that don't need to be said outside the locker room.
Okay.
And I'm just saying she could incorporate some of those things, send a message.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't look at me funny.
But let's not pee on him.
I'm saying send a message.
I don't think it's going to communicate what she's wanting to express.
Listen. Just listen to me.
I don't know if you're the expert.
Listen to me.
I don't know if we listen to you.
Trust me.
I don't think we trust you.
Trust me.
I don't think.
All right, so I think we've screwed up another free therapy, so we're going to move on, all right?
At all.
Great. It's 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my God.